It doesn't mean that traditional television would go away, but I do think that our viewership potential is actually greater than television.
A bold statement by Jay Adelson. He's the CEO of new IPTV network Revision 3 and social media website Dig. Find out why Adelson thinks his relaunched IPTV network Revision 3 is a threat to TV as we know it. This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Jay Adelson started Revision 3 in April 2005 with his own $50,000 and has since then raised just over $1 million in funding from angel investors. Revision 3 has a few measures of early success, its own storefront on iTunes, and, according to Adelson, over 1.5 million downloads per month. I talked with Jay Adelson and Revision 3 production director David Prager at Dig headquarters in San Francisco. Since Revision 3 as a network has been in existence for almost a year and a half, I asked Jay Adelson what was actually launched at the big party at the Mighty in San Francisco on September 26th.
So it's really three things. It's the funding round, it's the new content and the new website along with the content. But I think really what it signifies is the change of Revision 3 from a garage operation and sort of the spare time on the weekends of David and Kevin and a few volunteers to one where we are, you know, a real honest, you know, company, a machine that works in, you know, has its own dedicated studio, its own offices, and so on.
It's not entirely clear where Dig ends and Revision 3 begins. The popular social media website and the IPTV network share, in Adelson, a CEO, have the same major funders and feature the talents of Kevin Rose, Dig's founder and co-host, with Alex Albrecht, of Revision 3's most popular show, Dig Nation. Rose is also the co-creator of underground hacker show, The Broken.
Two separate companies, different goals. The one linkage is that currently I'm the CEO of both companies. Even Kevin provides his talent to Dig Nation, but outside of that is an owner and a board member only. So what we're going to do is obviously keep growing, and if the cycles become more than I can handle, which is probably pretty likely in a very short time, we'll certainly move to finding another CEO for Revision 3.
So what about metrics? It's notoriously difficult to determine how many people really are watching your programs. Adelson claims each episode of Dig Nation, Revision 3's flagship show, has been downloaded 250,000 times, and that the total of all Revision 3 shows are downloaded about 1.5 million times a month. Jay Adelson.
In our case, with Revision 3, it's about tracking numbers of views. I can do that through our RSS technology. I can do that through just looking at the number of total downloads. What I don't know, and this is a fair point, what I don't have absolute knowledge of is who that person is on a day-to-day basis. That IP address is a somewhat anonymous IP address. But I can tell you from the feedback and from the contribution and the people who show up at live shows and all of the sort of reaction, we get more downloads when we design the content a certain way, that it's a, you know, tends to be a young male, 18 to 35, you know, type of geek culture-ish audience. And that works for me. So one of the other questions I get asked a lot on that issue is, well, how do you know they're watching the whole thing?
Right? Or how do you know they're watching it at all if they subscribe to the RSS feed?
Well, when you subscribe, most of our RSS subscriptions come from iTunes. iTunes actually stops downloading if you haven't watched it. So in other words, if you know, I think it's five shows.
If you don't click play?
Well, if you don't actually engage.
Well, if you're not actually, iTunes can tell if you've played something independent of it being online. And so if it knows that you're not playing something that gets downloaded after
it's
two or
fine.
Three or five things, it'll stop downloading or it'll ask you, do you want to continue? And so the user has to actively say, yes, I want to continue downloading this RSS.
Well, now that's one piece of it. And the other piece of it is return. So, you know, you often measure, we get a tremendous amount of direct downloads, people using BitTorrent, people using all sorts of different distribution. And most of these things require, re-engagement. And, you know, we're on the 65th episode right now of Dig Nation, right? the numbers continue to increase, we wouldn't be getting the return and the repeat viewers if you know they were just simple subscribers and were locked in there. Not to mention the fact that their hard drives would be full by now. It is a huge amount of... these are hour-long shows also. So the commitment to download a show for a lot of, particularly, you know, people who, you know, have the traditional DSL is not insignificant. It could be 20 minutes. It could be a half-hour download. And when you think about what video has historically succeeded on the net, they've been that 20-second YouTube dog surfing clip. So to have our viewers... over 300,000 of them now. 1.5 million downloads a month for all of our shows. Dignation is about 1 million downloads a month. So another 500,000 for the remainder of our other shows. When you look at, to have that many people do this on a repeat basis is, I think, unlike anything else that has ever existed out there. That's at least my opinion.
Online advertising in all forms is increasing on the internet. IPTV can narrowly target a niche audience, and Revision 3's niche is 18 to 34-year-old men, the segment most coveted by advertisers. But Revision 3, like Digg, is taking a very cautious approach to advertising. They say this is for fear of alienating their loyal viewers, who don't want to be lifted out of the edgy, indie, underground, in-crowd experience they have with Revision 3's programs. Production director David Prager.
The advertising model for us is a little bit different than traditional television, which does 30-second spots, 15-second spots. We do a lot of, I guess we could almost call product placement, kind of the way they would do it back in the 50s and 60s, where you'd have, or the way a radio announcer would endorse a product in the first person. So we do, for example, you know, the biggest sponsor for Dignation lately has been GoDaddy. And what we'll do with them is instead of stopping and just running a little ad or having a specific voiceover that says something, we'll talk about, hey, we're going to talk about our sponsor for a second. GoDaddy does this and this and this, and we really like them because they do such and such, and if you use a certain promo code, they'll give you a discount because you listen to Dignation, Vision 3. And we've had a really fantastic response from them, and we've been able to do the same thing with companies like Sony and Dolby and a lot of even more niche companies. For example, a more traditional company such as Sony, they said, well, we want to promote this particular video game for the PlayStation Portable, and they wanted to give us a 30-second spot. And we said, well, we don't really do 30-second spots. We don't think our audience likes the 30-second spots because, you know, kind of it's a break from the programming and it's dry. And so what we told Sony after they gave us this 30-second spot, it says, well, how about, you know, why don't you send us the game? We'll have the host make sure that they actually do like the game, because if they absolutely don't like the game at all, then maybe we won't even do the sponsorship. So they sent us the game, we took a look at it, they sent us the video from their 30-second spot, and we said, well, how about, you know, we have the hosts, we'll show the video from the part of the commercial, and we'll have the hosts talk about the game and that they played and, you know, what they think about it. Not necessarily if they like it or don't like it, but even if they have certain opinions, but it just, it's very real and very raw for the audience, and I think they have a lot more respect for the sponsor and for the way that the hosts are able to portray it. And I think it provides a much better impact for the brand than if we did it more traditionally.
Final question here. How big do you think this can be? How big do you want it to be? I know that you resist over rapid growth.
Right. Well, I think as a strategy for a company, and I think Digg has actually been very similar to this, in this way, is that we believe in organic growth. We believe that a community that grows sort of out of word of mouth and, you know, out of sort of a slow feedback, that is a stronger community, and that is a stronger audience base, a more loyal audience base. If I, you know, went crazy with advertising and got first-time viewers, I'd also have a bunch of last-time viewers. So what I want to do is just, you know, build a very strong and dependable and consistent business model. One thing I also don't want to do is throw a lot of money at it, you know, increase production values and so on, because that doesn't buy me anything. So our growth is going to be organic in nature. I think that because of the marketing efforts of companies like Apple and others, I'll be able to leverage you know, their expansions to kind of grow my audience in a different way. But again, we're not aiming to have billions of viewers overnight.
Are you aiming to have billions of viewers at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think.
Is Revision 3 really going to rival TV as we know it? See what you think. You can find Revision 3 at revision3.com or on iTunes.
If you watch Control Chicken, you don't know if they're going to, you know, light a fire trying to cook something. But they know what they're going to cook.
This is PodTech News.